This is PhotoBizX, episode number 283. And today's guest is studio manager, salesperson, and marketer extraordinaire, Joe Menier, who manages not one, but two separate studios under the one roof, has multiple staff, multiple photographers, including her super talented husband, Neil, and needs to get clients in, multiple clients in, every single week. In this interview, she shares exactly how she does that. It's coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. I am looking forward to bringing this interview to you with Joe Menier. This one came about in a roundabout way while I was visiting the UK. I was staying with Rahim Mustafa at Cardiff, and we had a lovely invitation from Joe and Neil Menier, who are based in Bath in the UK, to come and visit, see their studio, enjoy their city, and some lunch with them as well. So we grabbed that opportunity, and what a fantastic day we had. It really was a treat. We turned up to this amazing studio, which was a converted Methodist church, and had a good look at just how a successful studio can be run today. Joe and Neil were both so accommodating. I took Joe aside after we all had a chat to do a one-on-one interview with her, because her role in the company, in the business, is basically to get bums on seats, to bring enough clients in to keep the three photographers busy. While I was interviewing Joe in the sales room of the studio, I put both Rahim and Neil on the spot and asked Neil if he could give Rahim another look through the studio while Rahim records it, so we could show you exactly what we were seeing when we had the chance to visit their studio, which encompasses two separate businesses, both Divine Divas and Spirit Studios. The Divine Divas side of the business covers boudoir photography, and the Spirit Studios side of the business focuses on family photography. So while I was conducting that interview, Rahim, armed only with his mobile phone, was taken on a fantastic studio tour by Neil. So you get to see all that. Rahim implored me to apologize for the sound quality, because it was purely an on-the-spot thing and was only recorded on his phone. But if you ask me, he did an amazing job, as did Neil, on showing Rahim through the studio. So all that is coming up. The audio interview obviously is on the podcast, which you're about to hear. You'll have to go to the show notes for this week's episode to see the video of the walk through the studio. I've got it embedded on the show notes page over at photobizx.com/283. It's right at the bottom of the page. And PhotoBizX members, you'll also find it in the link that I'll send you to your version of the podcast. And as usual, you're going to get some extra content from Joe in today's interview, who was an incredibly generous guest with the things that she had to share about the way they run their business. Before we get into the interview with Joe Menier, if you're hearing this episode as it goes live and you are based in Melbourne, Linda and I will be visiting Melbourne. We'll be leaving tomorrow, and there's a photographer's catch up on Wednesday afternoon, early evening. So if you can make that, then shoot me an email. I'll send you some more details. It's andrew@photobizx.com. And if you're a premium member, you'll have details of what's happening, where and when, inside the members' Facebook group. Linda and I originally booked this trip to Melbourne as a way to celebrate our 22nd wedding anniversary, which happened late last week. Since then, it's turned into a chance to catch up with some photographers based in Melbourne, some PhotoBizX listeners, and also to record a couple of interviews. And I'm also starting to believe it's turning into a shopping trip for Linda. Her biggest worry at the moment is how big a suitcase she can take, and making sure that I can bring an empty suitcase so she can go shopping at a place called TK Maxx. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. I don't know if this is the way that all women operate when they go away. She can't wait, even though it's a celebration for our wedding anniversary, to get me out of the place, out of the way, interviewing photographers so she can spend more time at the shop. So I don't know what that tells me about my marriage. She assures me that she's going to be buying some stuff for me too. But whatever the week holds, I'm looking forward to getting away with Linda and to catching up with you if you're based in Melbourne and are able to get along to the meetup.
And now, a macro look at our last episode.
In last week's episode, I interviewed the super talented and amazing Caitlin McColl. She's a pet photographer based in Melbourne. In the interview, she shared exactly how she runs her profitable book projects. You can use this exact strategy even if you're not a pet photographer. This will work for any kind of portrait photography genre. If you haven't heard that interview, get back and have a listen, especially if you're unaware of this tactic, this strategy to get clients in to support a worthy charity and at the same time generate some fantastic sales. I've done this exact strategy myself with slight tweaks to the way Caitlin does it for both families and kids in my area. This absolutely works. So you've got to get back and have a listen if you haven't heard that one. That's with Caitlin McColl, and that was episode 282 from last week.
Photo Biz Exposed. Interviews with photographers to help you build a better photography business.
Alrighty, we're going to jump into this interview in just a second. If you are hearing this announcement, it does mean you are listening to the free podcast episode. And I just want you to be aware that you will only be hearing half the interview today with Joe. And I know that when you listen to the first half, you are going to get an idea of just how much she's opening up and sharing about her business and the way she's generating the bookings she does. I mean, they run a super successful business. They are booking over 10 sessions per week, every single week in their studio. I mean, she's amazing. She really is. And you will get a sense of what she's sharing in the first half. So if you want to hear the full interview with Joe today, you can do that with a trial membership, which will only cost you a dollar, and you get a good idea of what the premium membership is all about. So if you want to check that out, photobizx.com/try, you'll get that 30-day trial membership. You can hear the full interview with Joe, plus get everything else that goes along with the premium membership. I won't go into detail on that, but what I would love to do is to read you a post that Gemma Entrican posted inside the members Facebook group last week. And I've got this in the show notes for today's episode, but she says, "I joined PhotoBizX just over 2 months ago, and because of this, my client board now looks like this." I've added a photo of her client board, and this is basically a whiteboard with a series of boxes set up in a grid fashion. And down the left-hand side, she's got her workflow. So book the shoot, upload the files, processing, backup, ordering appointment, process the order, packaging, collection, social media, and then follow up. And then across the top on this magnetic whiteboard, she has all these little magnetic buttons for names of clients. It's impressive. It really is impressive. And she goes on to say in her post, "Previously, I was so quiet, I would change the dates by clients' names to make it look like I was actually working, even if they'd been done and dusted months before. Heck, I may have even made up clients just to look busier. Now, I have a full board of 16 and a list of 8 who have booked, but I can't fit in at the moment." That's just awesome. The rest of the post says, "I look forward to letting you all know how great my average sales are soon. Positive thinking, right? But for now, I'm celebrating the little/big win of 24 bums on seats. Thanks, Andrew, for these fabulous podcasts. Thanks to you, I'm back to feeling fab about my business. Have a great Tuesday, everyone." So yeah, just an amazing post. And I mean, I won't read all the comments underneath that, but Gemma has enjoyed so much support from the group, so much positivity. And it really looks, judging by her whiteboard photo, that things are well and truly on their way, with more bookings than she can possibly handle since becoming a PhotoBizX member. So that's what I'm saying. You can join that for $1, see what it's all about. You can go in and see Gemma's post from last week. You can talk to her about the things that she's implemented, that she's heard. She'll recommend interviews that you should listen to if you haven't heard them in the past, the ones that made a difference in her business. I mean, that's how open and how helpful the members of PhotoBizX are. We all help each other. We all support each other. We all want each other to be successful. And you'll get an immediate sense of that when you come and join the group. It's all at photobizx.com/try, and you can test it all out for a dollar. Put me and the other members to the test.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
I'm with Joe Manier from Divine Divas and Spirit Studios here in Bath. Where are we? We're in England now.
Yeah.
I started in Cardiff this morning with Raheem. And I recorded a little bit as I turned up, and the studio is just amazing from the outside. I can just imagine when clients turn up, they must just be blown away. From the very beginning, this old church that's been refitted, and come through the door, and I'm just blown away as I take each step into the studio. So I guess first thing, Joe, is it like that for clients when they come in?
Yeah, I think the description that most people say is awesome. So they walk in and go, oh my God, this is so awesome. So it's a big space. It's a old Methodist church from the 1850s. So there's a lot of history. And when you walk in, it still has a historical bit. It also has a car park, which in Bath is so rare. When we say to clients on the phone when they're coming, you know, bring your outfits in, bring a suitcase of change of clothes. We have our own car park. And it's wow. So it's a very easy way to come in and find us as well. So, yeah, the whole studio is set up. We have the family side. So in the main church, it's a big cove space and changing rooms and a makeup area. And then in the old Sunday school, it's been converted into a boudoir studio. So there are two different spaces in there.
So oh, that's sacrilegious.
Yeah, it's a bit of irony. But apparently the Methodists would have been very open to that. So luckily with Methodists as well, they didn't bury their dead locally. So they were buried elsewhere. So we don't have any of that worry of that side of things. But it's a beautiful space, as you say. And it's light, but we can't use the natural light in England. It's too variable, so we rely predominantly on studio lighting. But I'm not a photographer, so if you need to know anything about photography, don't ask me. I'm marketing and sales.
Okay, but who does the photography?
We have three photographers. So Neil, my husband, is the main photographer, but we have two amazing photographers as well. So Jess, who's been working with Neil for about 15 years, and Emily, who has been with us for about 4 years now. They're both amazing. We have such good feedback from our clients. They feel very relaxed. They enjoy the session. They laugh a lot. And because of that, the images are great. And obviously, posing and lighting comes into that as well. So we have the two different, completely different sides of the business, obviously. Family portraiture is very different to boudoir. Boudoir is definitely our main thing, and we're well known, not just locally, but around the country now for our boudoir photography.
Got it. I want to dive more into the roles of the other shooters in just a minute. And if you're hearing this, Raheem is taking Neil around the studio at the moment. Well, Neil is taking Raheem around the studio, and they're filming that, and you get a full tour of this amazing space. You talked about two separate businesses. Do both get the same amount of attention, or is all the attention going to the boudoir side because that's where the money's coming in?
It has been predominantly the boudoir. So Divine Divas has definitely had the main attention, partly because everybody loves doing it. We get such good results and such good feedback, and the sales are much greater, and we get clients in midweek, whereas families predominantly want Saturdays. You know, school holidays, it's been a bit more flexible. We're in the middle of August, which is the middle of the summer holidays in the UK. So we've had a few more families in. But yeah, definitely Divine Divas has had more attention. But I do need to focus on the spirit family side as well now. So yeah, it's been a little neglected over the last couple of years.
So with the two separate businesses, is there two separate websites, two Facebook pages? Is there two of everything?
Two of everything, yeah.
So that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And we set it up deliberately because we didn't know how mixing boudoir with families would work. And we started the studio 11 years ago, just with families in mind, and boudoir was introduced probably about 8 years ago. So we set up Divine Divas as a completely separate one, and quite often families will come and they'll have no idea that we do boudoir, even though we have a few samples up on the walls. We have separate albums to show them. We have separate slideshows that we can put up on the wall when people come in. So it's done very separately.
So do people have different roles in the business, or is everyone able to handle every part of the business?
No. So we have separate roles, although there is a bit of mix because it's a small business. So there are five of us currently in the business. So Jess, Neil and Emily are all shooters, but they also have different roles. So Emily also does a lot of bookings, telephone calls and viewings. so she's on the sales side. Jess does post-production, so he sends everything out to the retoucher, and then when that comes back, sends it out to the framers or albums or whatever it is. We also have Harriet, who's a makeup artist, but also she will do viewings and sales and calls.
Oh, wow.
And then Neil does various things, you know, maintenance of the building. And then I'm trained as a makeup artist as well, so when Harriet's not here, I do makeup, but my main focus is sales and marketing.
Wow. So really, I mean, as important as the photography is, this place would not run without you.
Oh, definitely not. Nobody would know when to turn up without me. But I think that's the same with, you know, Neil is fantastic on the creative side, but being organised enough to make sure that clients turn up in the right outfits on the right day and all that sort of thing is definitely not his bag. And I would never let him in the sales room, and he'd never want to be in the sales room, because he would just find it so soul-destroying when people say no, you know, and when people apologise to me in the sales room and say, you know, I've got to say no to that one. It's not that I don't like it. And I say, well, that's our job. We've got to hone it down to the best of them. You can't have 50 images on your wall. You've got to choose your favourites. Yeah, now he would find it really excruciating. But between us, Emily, Harriet and myself in the viewing room, I would say that we're all pretty much on a par. We get about the same averages.
Really?
Yeah.
So first of all, what are the averages?
So with boudoir, it's about £800, which I don't know what converts into dollars.
£1,600 Australian, which is...
Yeah, maybe nearly that. I think it's slightly less, but yeah, probably about £1,500. With families, it's about £500.
Right, wow, okay. So, and how many clients are you getting through?
So around 8 boudoir a week. No, it varies. Some weeks we can get 12, some weeks we get 4, so around 8. And families around 4 a week. As you can see, they're the neglected ones.
That's an incredible business. They are big numbers.
Yeah, no, it's good, but it's taken us a long time to get here.
Sure, we've
struggled in the early days because although we'd both run businesses in the past, we'd never run this sort of business. And if I was to go back and start again, I would start it very differently, I think.
Well, what would you do different?
I think... Well, just marketing-wise, you know, I had to learn how to market this sort of business. And, you know, we're talking pre-Facebook and all that sort of thing. So we were really struggling. I was going to school fairs and shopping centres, which were costing a fortune, the shopping centres, and I hated it. And sort of approaching people to try and get them to come in was just so excruciating. So this is going back to probably about 2010, and Groupon came along.
Groupon?
Yeah, so we were probably one of the first studios to be recruited by Groupon, and that really got us through 2011, 2012, and then it started dying off and becoming, you know, you were attracting the wrong clientele because it lost its way. I think Groupon in the early days had a very good philosophy. You know, you had a 48-hour sale, and that was it. And then they just continued to have the sale on all the time, and you lost the quality of that.
My understanding with Groupon, because I was approached by them after, like later in the later years, was they wanted me in my studio, Impact Images, to give away way too much.
Mm.
But there was very little room to make a profit afterwards.
Yeah.
Was it the same in the beginning?
No, in the early days... I think Groupon was selling it for something like £35. And with that, the client got I think it was like an 8x10 desk frame. So it was kind of the same thing that we were offering at the shopping centre.
It's like a free shoot and a print.
Yeah, yeah. And we were very, very nervous about it, but our first sale was £1,000.
Wow.
So it was like, oh, maybe there's something in this. And later on, it became that Groupon wanted more and more and more. They wanted, I think, 10 prints. So we used to do 10 prints of the same image.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we did have a lot of people who just came and took those 10 prints. But then we also had other people that came in and spent. Mm-hmm. So it was still worth it for the first few years. And then on the back of that, I think, you know, Facebook had started and we were involved with other businesses where they did national campaigns and things. So we sort of have moved, we've changed how we've marketed. And I think it's a bit of a shame because it's so exhausting because you're always having to find new ways to market. That's how it is for us anyway.
Honestly, I think that's with portrait studios. I think it's the same for everyone.
Yeah.
It's one of those markets where you just have to continually, you're chasing your tail almost to keep the bookings coming in. Whereas weddings, they seem to book themselves once you start get going because of the referrals. Why do you think that's the case? Why don't we get the referrals you do in weddings with portraits?
I think not so much referrals. I think it's a culture because I think in the US, they do have this, have the family photographed every year still. You know, I've not been to the US, but it seems to be you hear photographers talk about the fact that their clients are booking them again and again, and you've got the senior type portraits. Whereas in the UK, there's less about showing the family. So particularly the more wealthy families wouldn't have large family portraits on their wall. They like the silver frame with the small portraits. So I think there's a slightly different culture thing. But also, I think if families do come in, they'll come in less often. So because we've been here now for 11 years, we are getting repeat business. In fact, I had a lady in yesterday and she came in 6 years ago with her boys who are now in their teens. But that was a surprise booking. That wasn't, oh, you know, follow up, we came in 6 years ago. She literally sat in the viewing room and said, oh, I was here 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's the first time you actually knew.
That was the first time I knew. Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that flag in your CRM software that she was the previous client?
We changed our CRM. So we used to be with one brand and now we're with Agile CRM. And at that point, we decided not to move over old clients because we had a database of, I think, something like 14,000. Not all of whom had been clients, obviously, unfortunately. But, you know, we collected data over, you know, Groupon clients and school fairs and that sort of thing. So we decided, because it was going to cost us a lot more to move those people over, that we weren't going to move it over. So I've got a database somewhere. But also with GDPR, you know, you have to be careful about not continually sending stuff to people. So we started our database 3 years ago. So anyone who's older than that isn't being flagged up.
Got it.
Yeah.
With that database that you have, even the old one, do you still use that? And do you use the new one for newsletters and things like that?
It's one of the things I'm very bad at doing. So yeah, the marketing side, yeah. Rubbish at doing newsletters. So I've not done regular newsletters for a long, long... Well, not, never, really.
Well, we've just proven that you don't need to be doing that to run a successful business. And let me come back around to the marketing in a minute, because I just want to touch on the roles of the photographers, because you have three photographers here. It sounds like Neil is the lead photographer. He's the one with the most skills, the most experience. Who gets booked when?
It's pretty much spread equally. So... Oh. You know, if we have three boudoirs in a day, each photographer will do one of those boudoirs. It's quite exhausting, I think, for the photographers doing the boudoirs.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, sometimes if we've got one, you know, the family studio is busy, someone might end up doing two boudoir in a day, but you couldn't really ask them to do three boudoirs in a day. It'd be too much. And also all the editing side of that as well. So we only do a maximum of three boudoir in a day. Anyway.
Okay, so the phone rings for the first... Does Neil have a preference then for the morning or the lunch or the afternoon session? Or is it just first in?
No, it's sort of look at the client. Occasionally we get clients who request him. So we have a thing in our booking email that says if you'd like Neil, that we have a minimum spend with him. But you may end up with him or not. So, you know.
Right, okay.
But if you request him, obviously you get him. Sometimes, particularly with the boudoir side of things... Clients want to a female photographer, so then Emily's booked with them. But otherwise, it's sort of spread pretty much equally. Otherwise, they sulk.
Yeah, it's almost like being in a real estate office where they all want to have their chance.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, they all have to have a fair crack at the whip, on, particularly on the boudoir side. When it's two-year-olds in the studio, of course, nobody wants them.
Yes.
So, again, they have to be equally spread. So I start at the beginning of the week or maybe the week before and I just sort of check that it's spread equally and that nobody's double booked. I mean, you can't double book in our diary anyway because it will flag that up. But occasionally Neil... Well, Neil has a project that he does with a magazine called Bath at Work. So he photographs people in their environment. So recently he's done window cleaner, Roman soldier at the Roman baths, and a recycling guy at the recycling centre. So he will go out and photograph those guys on a morning or an afternoon as well. So that might not go into the main diary, so we just have to double check that no double booking.
Got it. Do the photographers take each other's work? Because you said the sales are all very similar, no matter who the salesperson is or the photographer. How do you get that consistency?
I think there is a bit of a studio style. So obviously they looked to Neil for guidance, so he has done trainings with them and things as well. But I think they're all, you know, all three of them look at not just photography but also art for inspiration. So they're always continually trying new poses, new lighting. So we sometimes do model calls. Recently we did a model call for couples for the boudoir studio.
Hang on, it sounds like thunder coming down.
That's the train going past. Oh. So we've got the train is next door to the building. So I'll show it to you when you come out. So I don't even notice. That's what,
really?
Yeah, you're in a building with, you know, unless it really, really shakes, then I don't notice it at all.
But, sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, so we did a model call for couples because we've done a few clients have requested to have sessions with their partners, but it's not been a genre that we've particularly focused on. But we did that last month. So we had eight couples in, and they were just trying out poses and lighting with them. And the results have been amazing, actually. Really, really
exciting. So this was a test run with models, so free shoots, so the photographers could practice before you run an actual promotion.
Yeah, yeah. So we did a model call with a nice, generous credit for buying, and every single one of them has actually bought one well on top.
Oh, so it was a practice shoot, plus sales.
Yeah.
Oh, smart. That's the best way to do this.
Yeah.
Unreal. Okay, and then with the sales side of things, I mean, you said you're getting consistency no matter who the salesperson is. Is that a result of what you do with the sales girls?
I think they're just really nice personalities. Harriet and Emily are very likeable people. So, as they say, you buy from people you like. And I suppose it's a whole experience. If you get the feedback from our clients, they just enjoy the whole experience. And I suppose on the boudoir side of things, we've really marketed ourselves as a confidence-boosting side of things. So our clients, you know, they don't have model figures. They come in, they're generally in their 40s and 50s. They've had a few kids, their stomachs are their
things. Sorry, so 40s and 50s? That's your average client age?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'll show you some befores and afters. But yeah, no, the average age is the 40s and 50s. Eldest client so far is 80.
For
youngest
is
17,
wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So we do have a sort of, you have to be 18, but we've had a couple of girls who've said, well, I'm nearly 18, so they've come in as well. But yeah, no, that's averages are 40s and 50s. So probably mid-30s to late 50s, our main clientele for boudoir.
Right. So we're actually recording this in your sales room now. Yeah. I'm sitting on a two-seater couch, you're on a single-seater, there's a 50-inch television, flat-screen TV, something like that. I don't know TV size, but it's pretty big. I can't see any computers in here now, so I've got a laptop. Okay, so you've got a keyboard.
There's a PC in the cupboard, so it works off that, so I can just...
That's just very unobtrusive.
Very unobtrusive.
Right, so we're talking now without a screen between us at all, you've got the controls.
Yeah.
Okay, so and what are you using to sell? Is it ProSelect?
Yeah, we use ProSelect, but we always start with an Animoto slideshow.
Right, okay.
So put together a slideshow.
Is there any sneak peeks before they come in? Nothing on social
nothing
media?
At all. No, no. And actually, because I'm so rubbish at getting around to my social media, we're still doing, so we're in August, February's clients who've said yes to marketing, they are going on social media at the moment. So
really, if they don't buy or they don't come in to see it, they don't see anything for months.
No, no.
I love that. And that doesn't affect sales, obviously.
No, no. And then we offer a payment plan if people would like, but they get nothing until they finish paying.
Right, okay. Is that a payment plan with another third party or you just
manage we just do it privately. Okay. So we do it over 4 months. We're very corporate in the sense that we keep it very friendly. And, you know, if somebody has a problem, like their car breaks down, they call up and they say, you know, Joe, can you delay payments for a month? That's not an issue with us. So we have
very, very little issue with clients not paying because they don't get anything. It's all they pay.
So they're not walking out of here with the video, the Animoto slideshow, nothing.
Not until they're paid.
Right.
No. So,
right.
You know, the only thing that we do, if they pay at least half up front, we are now doing a sticky album for them.
Right.
I don't know if you know sticky
album.
Yeah,
we use them.
Oh, do you?
We use them as an incentive.
Right, yeah. So we'd give that as a gift. I've only been using it for probably about 4 or 5 months, but the idea was really to boost referrals. Whether it has or not, I don't know.
Don't know.
But clients love them.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know,
beautiful, yeah. Simple. Yeah. But when a client does turn up to come in for their sales session, do you call it a sales session or a viewing?
We call it a viewing.
Okay, but they know they're coming to buy.
They know they're coming to buy.
How do they know they're coming to buy?
So we start off as soon as people book in, depending on whether it's a family or a boudoir, we talk through what's going to happen in the session, what outfits they should bring with the boudoir clients to not have any makeup on when they arrive, have clean, dry hair, and we talk about what sort of look they want. And we talk through the whole thing, and then we talk to them about product and prices from most people spend around, and then we send them an email with a link to a buying guide so they can then look at all our prices. So some people come in thinking they're not going to buy. So we do promotions with a small print and things like that, and they think they're literally going to go away with their small print. But once they've seen the images, it's rare that anyone can leave. I mean, we've had women crying because they can't afford anything. And that's been a bad booking for us because we try and put people off if they... You know, we talk to them about product.
Mm-hmm.
So before we put anything in the diary, before we take any payment, we talk to them about product. So with families, our prices do start from £50.
Mm-hmm.
But with boudoir, our prices start from £150. So they know that they've got to spend...
£150 minimum to get
Well,
something.
£200 because our boudoir sessions are £50. So
okay.
They've got to spend at least £200 before they can have even anything.
So you're really giving them a chance to sort of pull out before they say yes.
Yeah. And we now have introduced a 48-hour window when they can move and cancel from when they book. Otherwise, they have to pay £30.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone books in, we say... Check your diary, make sure that's good, check everything in the email, look through the products. You can move or cancel in the next 48 hours, otherwise we do charge you £30.
Right. So have you already got that £30?
We've taken £50.
Okay, that's for the booking.
Yeah.
So you refund just the £20.
Yeah.
If they don't do it back within that 48 hours.
Yeah.
Cool. So when they turn up for this viewing session, is it a glass of champagne in the hand?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, we do bubbly coffee, tea.
Okay.
So we don't have any nibbles, but...
Yeah, but it's a nice welcome.
Yeah, it's a nice welcome. Everyone who works here is great with the clients. So if you're sat in reception and anyone walks past, you will get a hello. Are you nervous? How are you feeling about going into the viewing? Or, you know, whatever it is, we will have a conversation with them. Nobody sits there without having interaction. That's something
so
we can...
It's really funny that you mentioned this because we were out at dinner last night, Raheem and I, at a Mexican place up in Cardiff. And it was a busy place, but we had 10 people, but just staff. And they were wait staff, so I know they're busy, but not acknowledge us. And we're like, someone should just say hello.
Yeah.
And someone will be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
It is so simple. But, you know, you want somewhere to be friendly. And I think, you know, with any business, whatever your business is, having staff that are open and friendly is so, so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they've seen the Animoto slideshow... They finish wiping their eyes.
Yeah.
The lights come back on. What happens next?
So my conversation with them is, you know, we're going to go through your images. Anything can be black and white or colour. Anything can be retouched within reason. So going through, follow your gut instinct. We're doing maybes and nos. And we can go through the maybes as many times as you need to until we get down to your favourites. And once they've done their first round, I then talk through all the product again with them. So they will have been talked through product on the phone. They will then have been talked through product when they come for their session. And we show them when they're in the studio. We take them around and show them products in the studio, hand them the album, hand them. We have a treasure box, which is mounted prints in a leather box. And some people come in because they say, oh, have you had any thoughts about what you're after? And most people say no.
Even though you've emailed them and
talk to them. And some people go, oh, you know, we're sort of torn between which collection. So we worked on our price list a lot over the years. It started off as a huge price list and it's got smaller and smaller and smaller over the years. And we now have three collections, both for family and boudoir. They're exactly the same price, pretty much exactly the same products. Again, we market, we've got two separate price list buying guys. And I talk them through every single product, show them the products. I'm going to pass you these. So.
And just for the listener, what are you passing these over?
This is an album.
Right,
so.
Beautiful. And I can see, like, within touching distance, there's a little side table next to me where I'm sitting, where I would be if I was a client. There's a printed A4 price list. There's a smaller, something like a 6x8 price list with three simple packages. Like, it's so... It must be so easy to work off this.
Yeah, I mean, we do have this one as well, which is the actual
a la carte
one as well.
But I imagine most people would be going off this. Yeah. If it's...
And I always say most people buy one of the collections because it's better value. And it is. You know, you can save £595 if you go with our top package.
Right, okay.
So... And you can spread payments, Andrew, as well.
Where do I sign up?
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
Joe, you have been amazing to talk to. Your studio is incredible. You truly are an inspiration. And thank you so much for giving out the time. Before I let you go, where is the best place for the listener to check out?
We have the two websites, so divinedivas.co.uk and capturethespirit.co.uk.
And there's Facebook and
Instagram. We have, Facebook I'm better at than Instagram. But I was saying to you that we're looking to recruit someone just to literally look after our social media side because I just don't have time to keep on top of that. And I think Instagram is the next big thing.
Awesome. So it sounds like the business is still growing.
We're not stopping still. We are definitely planning to keep growing. I mean, we grew just under 10% this year, which annoyed me. I wanted to be more. But, you know, it's sort of, if we can do another 20% this year, I will be happy, maybe not completely settled there.
You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Joe as much as I did. Joe, if you're listening, and Neil, I know you don't necessarily listen to the podcast so much, but maybe you're listening to this one because it features your beautiful wife, Joe. If so, I just want to say again a massive thanks to both of you for hosting me on my visit to Bath, for not only opening your studio to us and sharing the way you do business, the way you shoot. Just, I mean, you really were an open book, both of you. But more than that, I so enjoyed spending the afternoon with you guys. A couple of beers at the pub, back to your place for lunch. I mean, that was super special. That was a memory that I will take with me for as long as I live. You made Bath and the UK super special for me, and it truly was heartwarming to be made to feel so welcome by you both. It really was a special day for me, and I'm sure Raheem feels exactly the same way. So again, a massive thanks for everything. You truly made that day and my trip special. For you, the listener, I really do hope you got as much from that interview and what Joe shared as I did. I mean, there's got to be a bunch of takeaways after hearing what Joe had to share. Whatever it is, I would love to hear about it. I mean, if you've got a takeaway, if there's one thing that you're going to go away and implement as a result of what Joe shared, then I'd love to hear about it. Leave a comment in the comments area at the bottom of the show notes, and you can find them at photobizx.com/283. And don't forget, at the bottom of the show notes, you'll also see a video where Neil will take you right through their studio. You'll see the different setups, the sales room, the price list, the two separate studio spaces, or three separate studio spaces where they do the makeup. You'll see everything. It's all there in that video. And if you are a PhotoBizX premium member, you'll have access to the full-length interview with Joe. And of course, you'll find Joe inside the members' Facebook group. So if you have any follow-up questions for her, anything specific that I didn't ask that you wish that I did, then hit her up over in the members' Facebook group. And just quickly, while on the topic of the show notes, you'll also find links to anything and everything that Joe mentioned in the show notes. You'll find examples of Neil's amazing work. It's all there for you in that one spot. Alrighty, that is it for this episode of the podcast. Oh, there isn't. There's one more thing I wanted to share with you. You may remember a couple of months ago now, I interviewed Jeff Brown for episode 261. Jeff shared all about using LinkedIn for marketing. Well, he has since opened up a Facebook group. It's a private group. It's called Awesome Photographers Group. You can search for it on Facebook where you find groups. And he has a bunch of different workbook training and units inside the group. He covers pricing, branding, Facebook, and of course, LinkedIn. It does cost $1, but he assures me there's no other ongoing commitments. That $1 will get you access to the Facebook group. And that's to keep the riff-raff out, in Jeff's words. There's also some video training in there. So if you're keen to learn more and use LinkedIn for your marketing, I mean, I guess the first thing would be to go back and have a listen to episode 261 if you haven't heard that. Do a search where you find your Facebook groups for the Awesome Photographers Group. Pay your $1 joining fee and you can go on and learn some more from Jeff and what he's doing there. I've got links to that in the show notes as well. All right, that is it for this episode of the podcast. If you're based in Melbourne, I hope to see you down there on Wednesday afternoon. If not, I'll be back to talk to you next week, or I'll talk to you via email or inside the members Facebook group. Either way, have a fantastic week and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.